listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Attention moms! The Cleveland Browns are hosting the Moms Football Safety Clinic on Saturday, August 22nd at training camp. Tickets are only $5 and include a private viewing of training camp practice, a commemorative gift, and a two-hour clinic to show moms how the game is being played safer than ever before in a fun and interactive way. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to register now. Hurry! Space is limited. Before we play a little after further review, we're going to bring in Ted in Cuyahoga Falls. What's up, Ted?
Teddy.
Ted, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, man.
I love the show. I try to listen to it every day.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
My thing is, well, Jim Donovan kind of took my thunder with the Rob Hausler thing where he didn't come back for the ball. But I also thought that the McCown and Manziel, their ball placement was very good, where the receiver didn't have to reach down, up, and everything to catch the ball or back or anything like that, and let him be able to run with the ball afterwards.
That's a good take, and I think, as we've continually said in reference to Taylor Gabriel and Andrew Hawkins, small catch radiuses as receivers, so you need to be very accurate. Now, a little bit bigger in Hartline and Bo, but they're not your game breakers. They're not game breaking fast, melee in the same. Gets open, but with an accurately thrown ball allows them to catch the ball. We saw Hartline turn it up the sideline, get a few extra yards. E.J. Bibbs did the same thing, accurately Bibbs. Thrown football as well. And we'll need that all season long out of these quarterbacks, because we just can't throw it up and expect your playmaker to go make the play, because we don't have that elite playmaker on this team.
Well, until your Ohio State brethren is back, and then you got the elite playmaker.
No, we'll see. I don't think he makes the club, man.
I know you don't think he makes the club, but
nothing against him.
I've been saying since he was in college that I'd love to see him in the red zone just throwing jump balls to that
they
guy.
They did that once. Remember, they did that in one game,
and
he caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
Huzz down. All right, let's bring in Dave DiNatale, our producer, do a little after further review. Coming out of the first preseason game.
Yes, we have questions. We'll see if you guys have the answers.
After further review.
All right, first and foremost, I need one word from you three to describe the Browns' QB position after watching them last night for the first time this season.
Playoffs.
Wow, come on, dude. It's the Redskins. And week one of the preseason. You want to revise that?
Playoffs.
There you go.
What about
not
what
Gannon?
What about
playoffs?
Gannon? I was thinking Gannon.
I was going to do that, but I figured I beat that horse to death.
There you go. One word. Stable.
I'm going to say promising. Dina, what would you say? You can weigh in on that.
I'd say encouraging. Very, very encouraging.
Good. That's three words, but that's okay.
Yeah, I can't use very, very, so just encouraging.
After further review.
The most concerning thing, though, from last night's game was blank.
Run defense.
Setting the edge.
All right, and I'll go on the other side of it. No running lanes for these running backs. The offensive line's inability to open running lanes. And then I'll even take a step further. This team, and I know there are many, I bet this is true of most teams, you can't afford injuries on your offensive line, but the Browns, I feel pretty good if Cam Irving's got to go in there somewhere. Michael Bowie looked very disappointing to me, and hopefully he looks better going forward. But that offensive line, listen, McCown was under pressure on three of his five dropbacks.
And
I know Joe Thomas wasn't out there, but there was a lot of pressure on Josh McCown too. So the line in general was concerned, because that's got to be. Everything's been done to ensure that that is the backbone of your offense, this offensive line, so it needs to be it.
Yeah, both lines. I mean, I thought both lines just were leaky last night, and it didn't matter if it from the starters, but certainly as you guys pointed out, when the Browns went to their second-team offensive line, it was like, whoa, ooh, that's a mighty big drop-off.
It's
After
true.
Further review.
It is. Give me one player that turned your head last night, guys.
I hate to say it again, but Josh McCown.
I'm going to go.
He's been doing this all training camp, though.
He has.
At the Orange Brown scrimmage. This is what we've been seeing from Josh McCown.
He has. I'll leave one for you. So, therefore, I'll go with Danny Shelton. Turn my head. And just like Josh McCown doing everything that we saw out on the practice field in Berea and, of course, the Orange and Brown scrimmage, he did again at First Energy Stadium in those new uniforms. So, but Danny Shelton continues to take two, continues to be the immovable object there in the middle.
And I'm going to go with a pretty unheralded guy, but he just kept making plays, play after play after play. He's a football player, doesn't have great measurables. He wrote all of the general managers in the NFL saying, I am worthy of being drafted. And here he was drafted by the Cleveland Browns, Hayes Pollard. I thought he was all over the place, showed good recognition, sniffing out a screen, shedding blocks. I was impressed with Hayes Pollard.
So is Tank Carter's job in question?
If he plays so well.
You can't carry five.
No. If he plays so well that they're worried that his tape's so good he could be gone, then maybe Tank Carter could be in a little bit of trouble. Right. But if
just
not,
just throwing it out there.
I think Hayes Pollard's going to go right onto the practice squad.
Yeah, good.
And give me Travis Benjamin from last night.
Rabbit. Good. And there was a rabbit, by the way.
Rabbit season.
There was a rabbit running around on the field all night during the game. I don't know if it was an omen, but it was there. There was a rabbit all night on the field last night. He made it through the whole game and then took off towards the tunnel.
Did he love the new renovations?
He, as I talked to him, he said he was very happy that the other rabbit scored a touchdown.
He went to go get some cheesesteak at Rocco Whalen's spot.
Did he hang with Swagger at all?
No, Swagger.
He would have been a dessert.
Yeah, he would have been covered in drool.
That's when it really would have been rabbit season.
After further review,
it is less than 1 week, 6 days until the Browns play again when they take on the Bills next Thursday. What's the biggest area of improvement the three of you need to see 1 week from now?
I'd like to see him stop the run and run the ball better.
I think that's very apparent, stopping the run and run the ball better. I would like to see a few more opportunities down the field in the passing game by both Johnny Manziel and Josh McCown.
It's not the way Gannon does it.
It's all right. I want to see
you got to throw the ball down.
You got to know what's out there.
The one thing that I want to see, and I'll just – because, yes, this team says they're going to stop the run and they're going to run the ball, so you got to do it. So it comes down to the edge. I just want to see better offensive line play in general, period, because that to me has to be the staple. That's what you're building everything around is the offensive line. And Josh McCown did a good job buying time, but if Josh McCown's scrambling and running for his life on 60% of his dropbacks, Josh McCown's not finishing the season and the Browns are not going to the Rich Gannon playoffs, kid.
O-line will be fine.
The kid, ever the optimist. All right, that'll do it for After Further Review. When we come back, we are going to go ahead and give you our final thoughts. We'll talk a little bit about this trip to Rochester as well. And don't forget, this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on News Channel 5, a live edition from Berea once again of Dog Pound Report. So looking forward to that. All right, we'll be back with more CBD. Final thoughts right after this. And I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know.